I'm ready to go. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Monday, January 2nd, 2012. A brand new year, a brand new start, a new lease on life, so to speak. Really enthused, awake, aware, as Denise says on the call every morning, about this fresh start that we have in this brand new year. And I'm really excited to be back on the line. I've missed everyone and have definitely missed these calls, although it has been nice to unplug from work and the computer and the phone. That has definitely been a very wonderful experience that I've had over the last week or so. I am excited to be back on the line with each of you. And yesterday, as Bill and I were talking in preparation for the call, you know, we thought, you know, rather than just jump right back into Think and Grow Rich, let's take a day and let's just maybe talk a little bit about you know, this time that we've had. You know, the last message we had before we went into the holiday season and took this week off, we talked a little bit about specialized knowledge from Think and Grow Rich, but we also talked about the importance of absorbing and reflecting and appreciating the moments that we have in our lives and the just the things that we take for granted a lot. And over the holiday season, I really endeavored to do that, and I know that Bill did, and I believe that everyone on the call did. And what an experience it is to really do that, to take some time and to absorb and reflect and enjoy and appreciate. So today we wanted to just talk a little bit more about that, savor the time that we've had before we jump back into go, go, go here with Think and Grow Rich and, you know, getting out there and achieving all the wonderful things that we're going to achieve in 2012. Bill, are you on the line with me here?
Yeah, I'm here, Paul.
Well, my friend, I did actually find a little bit of content that actually would be a great introduction or elaboration on what we're going to talk today, but I wanted to turn it over to you for a little bit before I jump into that, if you had some things that you wanted to talk about here before.
Well, I just you know, reflecting on the things that are different this year as opposed to years past, and I had a kind of a huge awakening, if you will, through this Christmas holiday season. Just to give everybody an example of what a normal Christmas is for us, it's usually just myself and my oldest sister that both live here in Florida. Myself and my oldest sister lives in Palm Beach. We usually go to our mother's house in Jupiter Island, and it's just the four of us. And Christmas Eve, we open up gifts, and then Christmas Day, we relax, watch football, and eat leftovers. And this year was completely different because almost my entire family came to South Florida to celebrate Christmas. And that was between 15 and 20 of us. And I won't take time to count, but what really threw the schedule off was a new child in the family, a two-year-old named Charlie, my niece's daughter, and she's pregnant with her second, so she'll be having a daughter in April. And what's wild is my mom's 86 years old and still very with it, plays golf, plays bridge, does lots of things. But she's very set in her old standard ways. So we always eat dinner at 7:30, 8 o'clock, something like that, after opening up gifts from 5 o'clock until 8. And none of that happened this year. With the whole family there, everything was circled around this two-year-old little boy named Charlie. Cute as a button. Maybe cried for 10 seconds the whole time I was there. I mean, perfectly well-behaved, and sure, he was running around and creating havoc, but always with laughter and fun in his heart. And it was just, you know, it was one of those times where I had to sit back and just really take it all in because everybody was involved with Charlie. And we didn't open any gifts on Christmas Eve. Everything was circled around Charlie. My sister somehow talked my mother into having dinner at 6 instead of 8, which has never been done. None of the other little kids were able to pull this off, but Charlie wanted dinner at 6. We had dinner at 6. And so it was an amazing time. And fun to see how a little 2-year-old could change an 86-year-old's mind. And she was very free willing about it and very nice about it. And so we opened gifts. But the other exciting thing for me was this, is that my brother flew down with his daughter on Christmas night from Boston. And that was a surprise. Nobody expected that. And since there was no room in rental homes on the island for me and my brother and his daughter, we ended up staying at a hotel on the mainland overlooking the Intracoastal. It was absolutely beautiful, absolutely gorgeous there. And I almost prefer to be in that hotel than at one of the rental homes. And my brother came to me on Monday and he said, you want to go jet skiing? And I said, jet skiing? How are we going to go jet skiing? We don't have jet skis. He said, well, go rent some. And I said, wow, that's awfully expensive. I know it's about, when I did it in California, it was about $1.25 per hour. And he said, no, I can get them real cheap. So we go to this place, and his daughter had never jet skied before, but I had many times. And we rented jet skis. They were only $80, so $45 difference from California to here. Brand new 2011 jet skis. Oh, they were gorgeous. And we coasted. I'd never done this before. I'd never even been on a boat up the Intracoastal. I've been on a lot of boats in my life. I even owned a 65-footer at one time with a partner, and no longer have that. So we'd never been up the Intracoastal. And, you know, on Jupiter Island, you can't see houses from the roads. So Celine Dion lives there. She has a house there with a pool that wraps around the entire house. Tiger Woods has a house there. Greg Norman has a house there. Well, guess what? You can see the whole house, the whole property from the river. You can't see them from the road with the gates and the walls and everything else. So once we got our crash course on cruising the Intracoastal and all the rules and regulations and whatnot and the speed limits, we started cruising up the river at the posted speed of 5 miles an hour, no wake, and got to see Tiger Woods' house. Golf carts parked out by the beach. That was a little strange on the Intracoastal. And then Celine Dion's house, which was about 3 doors up. And then about 4 doors up from there, 3 or 4 doors up from there, Greg Norman's house. And what just amazing homes. And something that you don't see unless you see it from the air, from a helicopter shot or something like that. I was right up close. I was only, 50 feet off the beach. Looking at these spectacular palaces and just amazing places. And I must say, Celine Dion's house is bigger than Tiger's house by far. Oh, my God, it's an incredible place, Celine Dion's place. But it was just all the houses from non-celebrities going up the river were just spectacular to look at. And it really gives my mind a chance to wander and think about, how I want to live someday. Not necessarily like that, but just, giving me ideas and houses and edifices and seeing different shapes and different sizes, different color codes and so on. And it was just really an amazing time. Sure, I had my fun on the jet ski, on the wake of other boats going by once we hit the speed limits of 50 and above, and our jet skis can only do about 55, but that's pretty fast on water. Trust me, that's really fast on water. And we did it. My brother and I had some fun, and I got my jet ski up to about 55 miles an hour, and I had the fastest one of the three, so it was a lot of fun. And that's basically it, Paul. That's a lot of amazing things happened, though. I mean, just going out to dinner and sitting back and just watching everybody else do their thing and just go through the experiencing other people. That's really what I got to do this Christmas. And so that's it, Paul.
Bill, I love it. It sounds like you had a wonderful holiday season. And I know yesterday when I was talking with you, you said that you had taken your laptop with you,
right.
But you pulled it out and you were going to, get on the internet, check some things, and you didn't have any wireless at the hotel. Was that like a terrible thing, or what was that like not having?
They had Wi-Fi there, but I could not get connected. My brother said he'd help me with it, and I never followed him up on it because so Friday I arrived. Friday the 23rd I went down there, and it's about an hour and 15-minute drive for me. And great driving, my new car, wow, it just sails, I just love it. And and it looks like a undercover cop car, so everybody gives me a lot of respect, and everybody moves out of my way when I'm coming down the fast lane at 75 miles an hour. So that's kind of fun. And so clear sailing, made it an hour and 15, and Friday the 23rd, and my brother didn't arrive till Christmas night, so when I couldn't get it up and going on Friday night, I just put it in the trunk of my car. And then when I mentioned it to him Monday morning at breakfast, see, that's another thing. We had breakfast every morning at the hotel together, my brother and I. So it was really some very rare moments that I got to spend with him, because when I'm visiting him at his home, he runs the Arlington Center. He's a yoga master. He's written 4 books and on yoga, and he's a master yoga teacher and writer, and he's studied with some of the best all over the world. And
wow.
he gets called from people all over the world, and they fly him into their cities so he can teach them and train them. It's really phenomenal what he does and what he's built for himself, and he's a self-made man in this area. So getting time with him in the morning, because usually he's either meditating or teaching or doing something, to get that time with my own brother for 15 minutes, half an hour, sometimes even 45 minutes, and even to have the time with him for the 3 days that he was there from Sunday night to Wednesday. We all left Wednesday. Some left Tuesday, but we all left on Wednesday. And it was just a very rare time for me, because we could talk about things that are brotherly, and it was just boy, I those moments, that time, just thinking back to it, and just the peacefulness of it and the fun we had, and we laughed so hard. It was just I'll treasure it till the next time it happens, if it ever happens again. It was just really awesome. It was a lot of fun.
That's great. Chip, right? That's your brother?
Yeah, Chip, yep.
There he is on the internet. You look up Arlington Center, Chip Hartraft, director. Cool.
That's right.
Very
Arlington
neat.
Arlington Center. Yeah, check out his website. He built that website himself.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, that's fantastic.
He is quite a guy.
I appreciate you sharing those experiences, Bill. I, just had this smile on my face as I was listening to you talk about going on the jet skis and spending those mornings with your brother. I did want to share with everyone on the call a couple experiences I had as I was reflecting on, the special times from this last couple of weeks and thinking about, 2012. Obviously, I had some really awesome business achievements that I thought about, which were nice. We had our 4th son this year, which was a miracle. But there were a few other experiences that really stood out to me. Caden, our 5-year-old, he started school this year, and he loves it. He's a very bright boy. He loves to learn. The other day, he came home and said, "Mom, something's wrong." And Crane says, "What?" And he says, "The Santa at the mall and the Santa at my school had different beards. I think the Santa at the school was a fake." There's this 5-year-old, we're like, "Oh man, how does he notice this stuff?" He's also for a 5-year-old, he's already quite the little ladies' man. We went to a Christmas program a couple of weeks ago, and he was sitting in the front row smack dab in the middle of a bunch of girls. There were 3 on his left and 3 on his right, and the ones on either side of him talked to him and whispered in his ear, and they giggled together throughout the program. And the next day we come home, and I hear him in my office asking my wife, "Mom, how do you spell love?" And then he comes out to the living room after he asked his mom, "How do you spell love?" And he didn't know I had it overheard. And then he comes out and he says, "Dad, how do you spell Riley?" And I'm like, "Dude, you're 5. What are you doing?" He was right. He was writing on this little piece of paper, "I love Riley." just very, interesting, fun experiences with my kids. And I'll share one last with you here before we continue on. Christmas morning, This was a priceless experience for me that I'll remember for the rest of my life. Christmas morning, I come out and I sit on the couch, and I sit on the couch with my 3-year-old, Camden. All the presents are under the tree, the lighted tree, shining and unopened. We hadn't started opening any presents yet. We were actually waiting for my wife to, you know, come out and get the Christmas morning underway. My 3-year-old, out of the blue, says to me, "Dad, you know what I love more than Christmas?" And I say, "What, Camden?" And here I am, you know, tired, just, you know, woken up, really not quite sure what's happening, yet, you know, traditional Christmas morning. I say, "What, Camden?" And he says, with all the feeling of a 3-year-old can muster, "You." Just out of the blue. We haven't even opened any presents yet. There's all these presents there. The tree's lighted. And he says, "Dad, you know what I love more than Christmas?" I say, "What, Camden?" He says, "You." What a precious experience. I mean, I'll remember that forever. And it's just, you know, it's interesting. I think as Bill shares his experiences and I share some of these experiences that I had, and we'd like to hear, you know, from everyone on the call, I think, you know, part of the reason we wanted to go through some of this is it's so important to take time in life and just enjoy and just pay attention to the things that are happening in life and be appreciative. And, you know, a lot of times we get so, you know, driven about the goals that we're achieving financially and our businesses and all this stuff, that sometimes throughout our daily lives we forget about why we're out there achieving and driving and, you know, getting on the Think and Grow Rich call every morning and learning about successes. It's we're not you know, learning all of this stuff and driving forward so that we can work all the time. You know, we're learning these things and we're driving forward on a daily basis and we're taking action on a daily basis so that we can have more of, you know, these precious life experiences that, you know, that many of us, hopefully all of us, have had over this last couple of weeks. As, you know, Bill shared his experiences and I've shared some of the things that have happened, you know, in my life. And it's just critical that we do appreciate the times that we have and we do realize, you know, why it is that we're driving forward and, you know, working on having financial freedom in our lives. And one other thing that I wanted to point out before we open up the lines is, you know, I just started reading a book called The 4-Hour Workweek by Timothy Ferriss. I've heard a lot of people, a lot of the people that I follow, a lot of mentors in my life, mention this book. And I started to read this book over the holiday season, and I'm really excited about this book because Timothy Ferriss talks about in this book how, you know, the purpose of work is not to work. The purpose of work, or part of the purpose of work, is to give you the money that you can, you know, have to enjoy a lifestyle. And he talks about how in our society, one of the things that's kind of skittywampus is, you know, people say, "Well, I'm going to work all my life, and then at the end of my life, I'm going to retire and, you know, do these things that I, you know, that I really want to do." And he makes the point that isn't that messed up? I mean, you work all your life, many people at jobs that they don't like, to where finally they can, you know, retire and go do the thing that they really wanted to do. And what he proposes in this book is that rather than work all of your life and have this retirement at the end of life, you have these mini retirements throughout your life. You know, you have these bursts of activity where you work and you generate income, but then you go do the things that you want to do now. You know, you go take the cruise this year rather than waiting until, you know, your retirement age to do the things that, you know, you want to do. And he also talks in this book about how to, you know, leverage yourself through outsourcing and team building so that, you know, you don't have to work 60, 80 hours a week. And that's one of the beauties of network marketing when it works right, is you have a large group of people consistently doing a little bit and it produces, you know, a big result, theoretically, to where, you know, you're freed up time-wise. But just really important concepts to remind ourselves that, you know, life is beautiful, life is wonderful, and we need to enjoy and appreciate it and just savor it. And that's kind of what this call is about today, just, you know, appreciating the experiences we've had and understanding moving forward in 2012 that, yes, all the income goals are great and important, and, yes, we do need to have faith and take action and, you know, be productive, but all the while remembering why we're doing these things. You know, it's so that for me, it's so I can have more experiences where my kid tells me he loves me more than Christmas, and so that I can be there to appreciate that and savor that. You know, it's not so I can be on the phone 14 hours a day, you know? So, Bill, anything you wanted to add there before we open up the lines here for some quick discussion?
Well, I just wanted to say that, I hope that people took the time this holiday season to really kind of step back and think about where they are in their lives. And I really spent some time on this subject myself. And, there was some negative stuff that I decided that I need to change and turn around. And I kept asking myself this one question. It's something that I've always preached at every conference or rally that I've given. And when I say this, I say it more for me than I say it for anybody else, because it's so true. And it got me thinking last night after we talked, Paul, and decided what we were going to talk about today, that I actually got out a piece of paper at my desk, and even though I so wanted to stay unplugged even through today, I still went ahead and did this because it's about me, and I hope that others will follow suit and do the same for themselves. But here's the question. If you continue to do what you've always done, and I know everybody's heard this over and over again, but if you continue to do what you've always done, you'll continue to get what you've always got. And, you know, yes, it's a new year, and yes, we made the change, and it happened so quickly because it's only a second between 2011 and 2012. And so nothing really changes for us unless we make those changes, and we have to be sincere about those changes. And if you continue to do the things that you've always done, you'll continue to get what you've always got. So you have to make a profound statement in your own life and figure out, okay, well, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to make that happen. So how am I going to find out how to do that and how to make that happen? What do I have to do? What kinds of things do I have to change in order to do that? I mean, in my own personal life, I'm not the most organized guy in the world. So as I look around at my desk here, it's going to take a huge amount of work to get into my desk here and really organize it and get it the way I want it to get. Even with my office is not big enough for the stuff that I have in it. So I have stuff piled up. And I thought, you know, there's a lot of stuff in here I don't need. And I'm getting little hints from the big man upstairs, give some of this stuff away. So I'm going to do that as well. And I'm going to organize myself. That's for me. Those are just some of the things I need to do. And there are other things I need to do. Am I talking to enough people a day? No. So I'm going to talk to more. Am I really eating, drinking, sleeping 124, the business I'm in? No, I'm not. So am I going to do that? Yes, I'm going to eat, drink, sleep, talk, you name it. I'm going to be talking this business and looking for leaders that want to lead with me and Paul and others. So that's what I'm doing. So ask yourself that question. If you continue to do what you've always done, you'll continue to get what you've always got. What do I need to change? You know, you don't have to make it a resolution. You just do it. You just do it. And you make it up in your mind that I want some different things in my life. I want to change some things in my life. I want more love. So I'm going to say John Williams' name out loud. And if I get negative vibes from that name, I'm going to draw a line through his name and disassociate with that person. But if I say John Williams and I get really positive vibes back from that name, I'm going to put John Williams in my life, and I'm going to make him more a part of my life because I get positive vibes from him, and I feel good about what he has to say, and he's a leader. He's someone that wants to go somewhere, and I'm going to work with more people like that because more people like that is not only going to catapult him but catapult me too. It's going to draw people in, and that's what we're about here. We're about drawing people in. Positive attracts positive, and we all grow together. Paul?
Amen. Whoa, I love it, Bill. I love it. Positive changes, great ideas for moving forward into 2012. And I just, you know, love the fact that we have the power. We have the power to make our lives better, to meet, as you said, people that bring love to our lives and cross out the people that don't. I mean, we really have the power to design our lives to order. So as we move into 2012, I'm excited to be working with you, Bill. I'm grateful. I'm excited to be working with everyone on this call. And the sky is literally the limit to what we can achieve. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines here. All right, press star 6 to unmute your line. Would love to hear comments, feedback, experiences you've had over the last couple of weeks as you've absorbed and reflected on, you know, this last year and appreciated the time you've had with, you know, your special ones in your life and, you know, thoughts on coming into the new year. Would love to hear from each of you. Star 6 to unmute your line there.
You know, Paul, I'm going to add something since nobody's speaking up. You know, New Year's Eve, I was going to go out with a special friend of mine, a female friend of mine, and we've had a kind of a difference of opinion the last few weeks, and it's very difficult when you're going through a breakup of any kind at any time, but going through it through the holidays is especially hard. So I give a great deal of thanks to my higher power, which happens to be God, and for keeping me busy with family and whatnot. So New Year's Eve, I had big plans for a big special night and celebration and so on that completely fell through because we were not together anymore. And so New Year's Eve came, and I thought, you know, I don't want to go out alone. And so I was talking to some neighbors here locally, and they said, Bill, don't you have a great stereo system? And I said, yeah. And I said, well, we're not doing anything. So I decided, you know, all right, turn it into a terrific day. I have the power to make it that way. So I had some friends over. We listened to my stereo. We went out and bought some steaks. We cooked out on the grill. That's one of my masterpieces on the grill. And we had a phenomenal time, just laughing and having such a good time, and watched the new year come in together. So it was one of those times where I turned a not so grand day and maybe a day of thinking about, you know, oh geez, I wish I was with so and so, and then not being with them, and turned it into a great day, a terrific day, because I had the power to change it, and I did. So that's pretty powerful stuff.
Did you, speaking of that real quick, did you leave me a message with some music, like some New Year's music on my voicemail, Bill?
No, I did not, Paul, but that would have been maybe I did. I just don't remember.
I think you pocket dialed me then, because I had a message from you and I pressed play and it was like this, this party music going on.
Oh, it was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, was that Rick out there?
No, I was going to say something.
Oh, hey, Bernie. Yeah, go ahead.
One is I just loved hearing how all you guys had your families around and how Christmas was so wonderful and how your little son thought you were better than Christmas. That just touched my heart. I'm like, I miss the little kids when Christmas starts getting older kids. It's like magic kind of goes away. So it's kind of fun to have the little ones around. And Bill, I wanted to, on a note, just let you know, I did put that sign up behind my head in my shop of the quote that you just said. I have the power to make it that way. Yeah. Several people
fantastic.
Have commented. So it's kind of fun to watch people as they do that. But just to say that Christmas for me was very different because of the people going in every different direction. Tried to make it fun for Nessa as much as I could, my little 8-year-old great niece. And she got spoiled rotten, even though I couldn't do all the spoiling. Just the thing with family, I kind of got a little melancholy there because all my family is separate all over the United States. But we don't get to get together at Christmas, but this March, we're going to get together for a family reunion. For many years, we didn't see each other because we were all in separate foster homes. So every year we were doing every other year a family reunion, and we haven't done that for about 6 years because everyone's life was getting hectic. So this year we're having a big family reunion in Florida. No, actually it's probably Alabama, where my uncle is now living. And so I'm very excited about that because I don't, you know, we don't get the bonding. I'm trying to use Facebook more for that, but we don't get that kind of bonding that everybody does at Christmas. So I'm just was enjoying hearing all the family and just enjoying the people. I miss that, seeing their lives and how they're doing. That was it.
Well, you know, I'd just like you, Bernie, because my family is spread out between California, Boston, New Jersey, Florida, Malaysia, Vietnam, Colorado. So yeah, I understand that. It's just like you though. Everybody made a plan this year. Almost everybody, anyway, except for the Malaysia folks and Vietnam folks, and also Germany. My son's in Germany in the U.S. Army. So, but the rest of us did fly in, and so that'll be a really rewarding time for you. It was an amazing time for me.
Yes.
And great job on putting that sign up in your shop, Bernie. That's fantastic. So cool.
Pretty interesting. People look at me like, why'd you put that there? I said, just because it's a good saying and I like to remind people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just remember any day that you're having that you want it to be better than it is and you don't think that it's going to be, all you have to do is say to yourself, you know, I can have a terrific day. I have the power to make it that way. And
yes.
It's true. It's true with all of us.
And since starting this 124 business, it's been very interesting to see people because I talk to them and they go, well, how are things going? I'm like, things are going fantastic. And they just kind of look at you like, wow. I'm like, well, that's good. I only have 1% in so far, but it's going fantastic. So it's great. It's kind of fun to
awesome.
That is awesome.
Good stuff. Anyone else want to jump out here before we close out the call?
Yeah, this is Gene in Clearwater.
Hey, Gene.
How you doing? Mike from Odessa and I, we took a field trip for Christmas. We took a road trip to North Carolina, and with my biker buddies, we fed 3,500 needy homeless people. And,
oh, wow.
It really gave a meaning to what family is and how close people who aren't even related to each other can form a family. And it was really, we had a great time going, coming, and being there. So.
Oh, boy, yeah. That'll be a Christmas you'll never forget. I mean, what an amazing way to, you know, to invest that holiday helping those who, you know, need the assistance. That's fabulous.
And it gave us a lot of time to talk about business and to talk about this call and some other things we're doing. So it took us out of the normal rush of the holiday season and gave us time on the road, you know, 12 hours up, 12 hours back, and the time we had there together just to focus on really what we wanted to accomplish and how we wanted to accomplish it.
Awesome. Much needed. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very valuable time.
Yeah, you know, that really is incredible, Gene, I have to say, because when I lived in Vermont, I couldn't always afford to fly down to Florida and be with my family for the holidays. And so to make myself feel better about stuff, I would go to the big cafeteria at the hospital where we'd feed all the people that were not getting meals or whatnot. Homeless, some not homeless, some people just broke. And I used to work in a kitchen with other people, and then we'd also deliver turkeys door to door and with the fire department. And it was just, I've done that kind of thing most of my life. This year, I got lucky in the sense that I got to see my family for a change. But I must admit, that fills you with a whole lot of love when you do that kind of thing and help out people that are less fortunate than ourselves. It's a huge blessing, not only to them, but to us as well. And it's a very fulfilling period of time.
Yeah, hey, man. And
you
know what? We had a lot of fun too, man. I mean, it was a lot of work, but we had a lot of fun being together and, you know, kicking ideas about and gave us a lot of time. And, you know, the other thing is that you come in contact when you see what other people are going through. And I think Norman Vincent Peale said it, that, you know, if you're down, go to a nursing home.
Yeah.
Go to a cemetery. And so when you see where other people are at and what they're struggling with, it doesn't make your problems seem as bad as they appear when you're isolated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And nothing like so service to get you out of your blues.
That's right.
Yeah, forgetting yourself, concentrating on other people. That you said it, Bernie. That'll get you right out of whatever blues you have.
And I want to thank you guys for this call. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Our pleasure. Thank you for being on the call and getting value from it and contributing, Gene. We appreciate you.
You have a good day, and you guys be blessed this new year.
You too.
Gene, you too.
Hey, Marcia.
Hi. How are you guys? I just want to tell that I miss you. I miss you all and, you know, the calls. So I'm glad we're back.
Awesome. We're glad to be back, Marcia. We need you as well and the call too. So thank you very much.
Thank you,
that's
guys.
Right. You know, every single one of you are just as important to this call as Paul is or anybody else is on this call. I mean, this call is not the call without everybody joining in. I mean, that's what this is all about. We're a team. Together, everyone achieves more.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
so
true.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's get out and make it a great day. You know, 2012. Let's get out there and the battle cry at the end of every call. Typically, let's have faith. Let's take action. Let's be persistent. Let's know where we're going and take action steps in getting there. And do not let any temporary setbacks knock us out of the game. And I did want to close out with a quote, Bill. I was trying to remember this the other day when I had you on the line, and I couldn't remember it for some reason, but it came back to me.
Okay.
Yesterday is a canceled check, tomorrow is a promissory note, and today, my friends, is cash. Let's get out there and make it a great day. Love you. Take care.
I guess I won't read my quote then.
You're welcome to.
All right.
Sure.
You are the designer of your destiny. You are the author of your own life. You write your story, Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you have a blank page to fill in. The pen is in your hand, and the outcome is whatever you choose. So who will you be today? Where will you go? Who will you meet? And what great things will you accomplish? Dare to dream.
Good stuff. All right. Let's make it so, people. Have a great day. We'll see you back tomorrow morning as we jump back into Think and Grow Rich. Make it a great day, everyone.
Bye-bye.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.